Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Congressman Ann Wagner joins after the top of the hour. We do a regular Monday and Friday communication or conversation, I guess I should say, with our friend Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Or should I say Emmy winner Frank Cusimano. How many of these have you racked up over the years? You got one over the weekend, didn't you?
Oh, I think they had Italian judges this year, so.
Come on. Congratulations. It was,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Emmy for Best Sports Anchor. So that's awesome. I'm sure you have a mantle that is dedicated to pieces of infrastructure like that. All right, let's talk about Mizzou. Ethan and I kind of started the show talking about it. I was, you know, I guess the biggest disappointment I have is that I feel like we should be 8-0 right now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, when you think about it, the losses are just 3 points, Alabama, and then you're 6 inches away from going into overtime against Vanderbilt very easily. The only thing that's kind of encouraging about it is that Matt Zollers, they're a different offense when this guy's in the game.
They really are.
Because he has better arm talent. And I think that offensive coordinator Kirby Moore knows that. And this guy made some throws. And some of them were on like the second and third look, like on the touchdown pass, you know, surveying the field and then, you know, hitting the tight end for the touchdown. This guy's really talented. There's a reason why Georgia wanted him badly. He's a four-star with a big-time arm. Now, and here's the crazy thing, Mark, is that at halftime of that game, we're thinking Bo Prabhula is the quarterback for the rest of the game, the rest of the season, and next year, too. Bo Prabhula may never throw another ball at the University of Missouri.
I don't think he will.
He may never.
Yeah, I don't think he will. But I'll tell you what, that's the thing that I take away, because that kid, you get all nervous. They're not going to let him pass. No way they'll just hand off the ball. He looked like he had confidence. He didn't look rattled. And the other thing that's even more impressive is he didn't play that much last year as a senior in high school because he was injured, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he had a knee injury. So he only had 6 throws going in. And, you know, with that defense they have, and they were great against Vanderbilt and probably ended the Heisman Trophy chances, you know, for the great Vanderbilt quarterback. But, look, if they open up that offense in 2 weeks when they play Texas A&M and they have that defense and we know Ahmad Hardy can run, you know, it's not completely over. The chances are greatly diminished. But they have a shot.
But it also gives you hope. Look, I'm looking at it strictly as a fan of this program, and I think, look, if we're not going, look, I think going to the CFP is going to be a long shot anyway, but let's say that you have the record to do it. But if we now have an opportunity to still have a little fun, get to a great bowl game, and have this kid get reps so he can come in next season as our number one quarterback with confidence, I think that's awesome.
Yes, I'm with you 100%.
Okay, so Frank, I'm going to bring up the thing that nobody wants to talk about. It feels like I haven't heard much of this in the local media, but at some point it's going to become more and more commotion. Brian Kelly's out at LSU. James Franklin is out at Penn State. Billy Napier is out at Florida. There are big jobs out there, and Eli Drinkwitz's name is starting to be floated around as a candidate for some of these positions. I know we still have plenty of season remaining, but where are you at concern-wise for the future of Eli Drinkwitz as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers?
Well, it's interesting, Ethan. I'm glad you brought it up, because every SEC job has Lane Kiffin won as the number one candidate, and if he says no, Eli Drinkwitz is two. And look, is the LSU job normally a better job than the University of Missouri?
Yes.
Yes. Is Florida normally a better job than Mizzou? Yes, it is. But I've always said this, or I've said this for the last 6 or 7 days, is that he's got this thing up and running. The president fired the athletic director because of Eli Drinkwitz, basically. He makes $9.5 million. He's going to get a raise out of this unless they, you know, they have a really rough ending. I don't think he's going anywhere, but I think he's going to be courted. He'll get a raise, and I think he'll stick.
I think so, too. But then again, I'm often wrong on predictions like that. The World Series looks somewhat interesting because they got a split in Toronto. They go back to L.A., and you know, I watched a little of the World Series over the weekend. It was kind of a tale of two games, wasn't it?
It is, and I think tonight's matchup is really fun because I don't know how many World Series we've ever had where the two starting pitchers combined for 6,500 strikeouts, 19 All-Star games, 6 Cy Youngs, like almost 450 wins. Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, I mean, give me some popcorn. And it's, you know, particularly great because Max is the pride of Parkway Central. And in his last game, when John Schneider tried to take him out, he said, "Get the hell off my mound. I am pitching."
Frank, what is going on with our St. Louis Blues? I mean, Saturday was a bad enough sports day with Mizzou, but then the Blues giving up a 4-goal lead. What's going on?
Well, it's unbelievable because, look, it is only 8 games in. I'll use the La Russa line from years ago. It's the first week of the season. Well, it's probably the second week of the season now. But for them to be in dead last in their division, to be 28th out of 30 teams in the NHL is stunning. And tonight they're going to play a Pittsburgh team who's 6-2-1 without Jake Neighbors and without Robert Thomas. So these are, you know, rough times for the Blues. I don't think, you know, their talent has gone away, but this may not end tonight in Pittsburgh.
Well, we appreciate you coming on as always. I'm off on Friday, Frank, so we'll talk, you and I, a week from today, and let's hope that, you know, we see some good sports between now and then. We'll have a little bit more to talk about with Mizzou because they get the bye week as well. But thank you, and have a great week.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.